Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. Good Saturday morning to you. Pat Bostick here with Panthers Insider. For the next hour, we will talk Pitt basketball. Huge game. Nicholas Callis detailed it in the update. Huge game at the Peterson Event Center today. Pitt, Syracuse, a 5 o'clock tip. Bill Hillgrove, Curtis Aiken will have the call here on The Fan. Coverage starting at 4:30 with the pregame show. The biggest game at the Peterson Event Center since it's been a long time. It's been a long time with a game that has had this much intrigue, this much anticipation, this much on the line for a Pitt team that has had a remarkable season from about December on. They've been terrific. If not for some early season struggles, namely three straight losses, you're looking at a team that's without question a top 15 team. Seemingly those early losses, lack of margin of victory, whatever it may be, has held them back in terms of rankings and pole position for the NCAA tournament, but nonetheless, this team is in a position now where it controls its own destiny. An oft-used saying in the world of sports, but in this case, it's absolutely the case. It's absolutely true that this Pitt team, who sits at 20-8, at 13-4 in league play, if they win out, they will win the regular season title of the Atlantic Coast Conference. Easier said than done, for sure, but the Panthers' first order of business is to take on a long-standing rival today in front of a sellout crowd at the Peterson Event Center. There's been great crowds this year. There have been sellouts. The Miami game was one of them. This will take the cake. I promise you that. If you're going to the game today, if you're thinking about going to the game today, I encourage you to do so. Go early. Yes, there's construction in Oakland, but get there. Get there to watch this team play one last time at home, in a game that has a chance to lock them into the NCAA tournament. I'm going to explain that in a minute here on how this game has historical significance in terms of where it will position Pitt for the rest of this season, how it could afford them a slip up or two based on some historical perspective. Panthers again sit at 20-8, 13-4 in league play. They are a half game back of Miami in the ACC standings. Just a half game back. That's Miami's played an additional game so far. They've got an open date, and then they'll finish out with two, including a meaningful game against the Panthers 1 week from today in Coral Gables, which may very well be for that title on the line. Want to hear your calls today. Want to hear your thoughts on this team. What does Pitt need to do to finalize, to solidify their status as an NCAA tournament team? They've kind of moved back and forth from the 8-9 seed to a 10 seed, on the bubble, off the bubble. What do you make of that? What do you make of these net rankings? I know they're interesting. That's an interesting set of rankings. You can win and go back three spots and lose and move up. What do you make of that? Most importantly, today's senior day. And we don't get to talk about seniors a lot in college basketball anymore. And this is a different group of seniors. This is a group of seniors that didn't always take a direct route to Pitt. Actually, many of them did not start at the University of Pittsburgh. They started elsewhere. Some played at two schools. But this group has a chance, and we talk about Julius Page and Brandon Knight, and obviously they won a league championship, a tournament championship, and made a run in the NCAA tournament and were obviously in the rankings, and they had all the accolades. But this group has the potential to have that type of legacy. Perhaps not exactly the same, but similar in terms of what they do to position this program moving forward, how they've built the reputation back. I want to talk about that group. Give me a call, 412-928-9370. We got someone online. Who we got? Good morning.
Pat.
Yes. How you doing?
Title Man.
What's up? How you doing, brother?
I'm bouncing off the walls already.
I need you to calm down.
I probably need to calm down. Yeah, I'm ready. And you're right about one thing with this group of seniors and the guys that he brought in this year. They've already done one thing, which is to make the Pete a cool place to be again. And it was a struggle there for all those years to keep the faith. But these guys have really done a tremendous job. Personally, I just love Nellie Cummings and what he's done. And we sit close to the Cummings family and the Midland, the Midland crew. What a group of enthusiastic fans. They bring a lot of energy to the game. And it's been a real treat this year. And I think they're going to keep it coming. I don't understand the NET. I don't understand it at all. When a team like North Carolina is ranked in the 20s and we're ranked in the 50s and we beat them twice. So I don't understand that at all. It's mystifying. And it'll be a damn shame if we either get boxed out or we end up in, Boise, Idaho for a first-round game.
Yeah.
So, but it is what it is, and I'll tell you what, we can really make Jim Boeheim, be sad that he took a shot at us, which was completely unwarranted. And we've done it the right way. Jeff Capel's done it the right way, and I think today we knock these guys off today, and then go out and take care of business in Notre Dame, and then it'll be all on the line next week in Coral Gables.
Yes, it will, Title Man. Appreciate the call bright and early. Always good to hear from you. You're right. And we talk about that group, and we'll talk about each senior in the next segment and just kind of go through them because they have been a fun group to watch. They've been a fun group to listen to as well. If you really followed them and read about them, they're great kids. But this team they've made Pitt basketball fun again. They've made it cool to go to the Pete, as Title Man said. They made the Pete alive. They brought it back to life. There's been moments, certainly over the last 6 years, where you've had a just a glimmer of hope, and unfortunately it was never sustained or consistent. But this year they've really crescendoed. With the exception of the Florida State loss at home, there really hasn't been a game where Pitt has let us down. We knew the Tech game on the road was going to be difficult. They did not defend up to Jeff Capel's standards. Tech was ready. They're a desperate team. Scored 72 points, probably enough to win. Took a loss in a tough environment in Blacksburg. Not a total letdown. Tuesday night against Georgia Tech, good crowd. A lot of celebrities in attendance. Awesome to see DeMar Hamlin and Tyler Boyd in the house. A lot of former football guys want to come back and watch this team, which I think tells you something about what they've done to the brand. Down six, with 8 minutes left against Georgia Tech, had the opportunity to be, had the potential to be a major letdown. You talk about a backbreaker in terms of, quad four loss, all the things that are, maybe it was quad three, whatever quad it wasn't a quad one loss. So, can't afford to lose that game, and they find a way to win. And and put the game away with their free throw shooting. You know, they've got a veteran group. I think Josh Pastner, the Georgia Tech coach, put it best. This team is older. Their starting lineup is older than the Oklahoma City Thunder, which, listen, all those years that Jamie Dixon was here and preached about getting old and having older guys, there's a different way to do it now. You don't have to have them for 4 or 5 years. And this group's a living proof. This group is living proof. They're an old bunch. They're not rattled. They want this moment. Each of those guys, Nelly, Jamarius, Nike, Blake, those guys, Greg Elliott, those guys want the ball in the weighty moments. And it's one of the things that gives you confidence about this team, especially against a Syracuse team that's going to give them opportunities to shoot the ball. Obviously, it's not going to be the type of game that Pitt is, you know, where Jamarius Burton's going to get that high ball screen and work off of that. Obviously, things are going to have to be, the ball's going to have to move to create shots and to create openings because of the nature of the zone. But Pitt put up a big number against Syracuse in the Dome back early in this season. And this game has a whole lot more meaning. And when I say meaning, obviously the Pitt has 3 games left. Their sights are set on securing the highest possible seed in the ACC tournament. That very well may include winning the ACC regular season title and putting a rock-solid vice grip on an NCAA tournament berth for the first time in several years. I want to give you a stat. Pitt wins this game today, or wins one of the last 3. Let's just put it out there. Let's put bare minimums out there. No team in ACC history has gone 14-6 in league play and not made the ACC tournament, or the NCAA tournament, rather. No team in ACC history has gone 14-6 in league play and not made the NCAA tournament. So we're talking about baseline, minimums. Got to get 1 of 3. Love to get 3 of 3. And it starts today with Pitt, Syracuse at the Peterson Event Center. I want to hear from you, 412-928-9370. Thoughts on this Panther team? Thoughts on this season? Who's going to the game today? What are you looking forward to most other than a win and seeing Jim Boeheim walk off the floor? I'm not going to go into the back and forth there. There's a ton of hypocrisy in all of this, so I don't want to delve too deeply into throwing shots or giving a retort to the statement that was recanted. But this is a classic rivalry. We've got everything you could want for Pitt basketball in this city right now. You got a team that's relevant, a team that's playing well, a team that is playing its best basketball at this time of the year, with a chance to go to the big dance, to secure a double bye in the ACC tournament. Top 4 teams do it. Panthers are currently tied for second. Clemson sits at 12-5. Virginia and Pitt 13-4. Pitt with a tiebreaker over Virginia. That will remain the case because Pitt will not play Virginia again. Miami sits at 14-4, a half game ahead in first place. NC State's 12-6. So again, at NC State, obviously Pitt has that 2-game. That tiebreaker with NC State, given the early season win, 8-point win in Raleigh, and then Duke at 11-6. So you got a 2-game gap from fourth to from Pitt's position to outside that top 4. And they get a chance to cap things out at home. Senior day, 5 o'clock tip, perfect timing. Place will be on fire. Against a rival, against an old Big East rival, against a coach that Pitt fans love to hate. What more could you want? And we get to talk about it for the next 40 minutes or so. Talk about Pitt basketball. Andrew Filippone, speaking about a guy that I don't love to hate. I love Andrew. Andrew's a Syracuse grad, but I love the Pitt basketball is back tweets that we get from Andrew every now and then. We're going to talk to Andrew at 8:45. Went to school at Syracuse, understands this rivalry, follows Syracuse basketball, get his perspective on this Syracuse team, on this matchup today. And most importantly, you know, as one of the more prominent voices in this city in terms of sports talk, Where does Pitt basketball fit in today's ecosystem in terms of sports and prominence in this town? What has this year shown us in terms of the importance of Pitt basketball being successful? Because I would argue it showed us a lot. And today will be a shining example of that. We'll be back with a lot more, including your calls, 412-928-9370. 412-928-9370. That's a zero at the end. And much, much more. You're listening to Panthers Insider on 93.7 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Panthers Insider. Here with you till 9 a.m. Talking Pitt basketball. Big game at the Pete today. If you haven't heard, you heard. Pitt-Syracuse, 5 o'clock tip. We broadcast live here on 93.7 The Fan. Bill Hillgrove, Curtis Aiken with the call. Coverage starts at 4:30. Panthers with an opportunity to notch their 21st victory, their 14th victory in ACC play. Again, no team in ACC history has won 14 games, have gone 14-6, and not made the NCAA tournament. So a huge opportunity for the Panthers to cap things out on Senior Day. Want to talk to you about it, 412-928-9370. Talk about the senior class. Talk about this team and what they need to do to get to the big dance. Well, we got a couple people on the line. We'll go to Andy in Virginia. Andy, how are you?
Good morning. How you doing today, Pat?
I'm doing great, man.
Very good. Hey, just want to touch base. Two things related to Pitt in the tournament. First off, you switched the top two or three names in the ACC standings to North Carolina, Duke, NC State. Everyone's talking about how strong these teams are finishing the season, how they gelled after a tough start. Secondly, when you talk about these quad wins, you can't change the way the quad goes based upon how the season goes for the other teams. You have to view it how you beat them when they're a quad one team. So it's essentially playing poker, knowing what the other teams have, and they sort of try to manipulate the story based upon what they want to hear.
Interesting. That's a really interesting take, Andy. I appreciate the call. I don't get it. I probably should study it more. But when you've got a team in North Carolina that's 0-9 in quad one games and has lost two games to Pitt, but is ranked 15 or 20 spots ahead of them in the NET rankings, net rankings, you've got to explain that. I just don't understand it. Now, with the way the tournament works, certainly there are analytics and stats that go into, you know, selecting the field, right? There's a committee. There's a chair of the committee. There's all the things that we've come to understand with the March Madness. There's a degree of you kind of the eye test that I think Pitt passes with flying colors this time of year. I'm certainly biased. I'm going to go ahead and put that out there. But in terms of if you did a blind test and looked at their record, you know, with since November, five losses, and really have been in league play only four losses and have been really consistent, scoring the ball, defending. They've won the games they're supposed to win with the exception of the Florida State loss. They beat Virginia. They beat NC State. They beat Miami. They've beaten teams with preseason number one rankings in Carolina twice. This team is, they've got the credentials. So I don't quite understand the analytics, and I do agree that they could be manipulated to tell a story. And certainly, college basketball is better when Carolina and Duke are playing great. Certainly. And Duke's not playing all that bad. They're really young. Carolina's disappointed. But you can't tell me this Pitt team isn't a tournament team, provided they take care of business here down the stretch, and it starts today at 5 o'clock. We'll head out to Jim in Wilkes-Barre. Jim, how are you?
Good, Pat. Great show, as usual.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, Pat, just to echo the last thing you stated, you know, analytics are good because it provides more information, but I think in sports sometimes they're overblown. Like you talked about net, it's sort of like war in baseball. It's like the eye test should really be the real consideration. Okay, and I want to ask a question about Blake Hinson. I know he has another year of eligibility. Has he stated one way or another if he's going to come back? Because he's a great player. It's fun to watch. And one other thing, Pat, as far as tight end depth goes behind Bart, I was sort of disappointed Pitt didn't bring in a grad transfer or somebody from the transfer portal. I think Carter Johnson has another year of eligibility, and he's serviceable. And, of course, they have Rendon and Mitchell as young kids. And appreciate your comments. Thanks.
I appreciate you. A little football at me. I love it. Let's remember the transfer portal opens up again. So it'll open up and again following spring ball, so that cycle's not over. But Carter Johnson is back, and Jake Rendon's made some progress behind Bartholomew. So I feel good about that tight end position. I know it's something they're focused on. But speaking of which, Blake Hinson would have been a heck of a tight end. He was a pretty big recruit coming out of high school, football recruit. Chose to play basketball, which is his first love. But I think he was, last time I checked, he had offers from Florida and Georgia. And you can see it when you look at him. He's thick. He's 6'7". I mean, be a nice red zone target. But Blake certainly has a decision to make. Obviously, he has another year of eligibility. I think he could do wonders coming back. And I think if you just judge by his comments, he's got the chance to be the next bona fide leader of this program. I mean, I'm fascinated by these guys. I'm fascinated to listen to Jamarius Burton talk. I'm fascinated to listen to Nelly Cummings talk. Blake Hinson takes the cake. I mean, some of the things he says are awesome. You know, the whole, you know, there's no front seat, there's no back seat in the caravan. Jeff Capel's a driver, and we're just along for the ride. You know, big shot after big shot. I think he could work on using his body better and getting to the basket off the bounce. Remember, this guy hasn't played in 3 years. You know, he was a transfer. You know, played at two schools, played at Iowa State. You know, did not end up playing there because of a coaching change. So sat out. The whole COVID thing was the year prior. This guy is just getting his feet underneath him. And boy, did the Panthers find a gem. And I'll just go back to his quote, you know, that he said, I believe it was on The Fan. I'm not sure which show it was on. It might have been with Pony, but he said he'd die for this coach and this program. And I quote that. I think Blake Hinson is going to have a lot to say about next year's basketball team, and having him back would be a huge coup around Federico, the twins, Nate Santos, who showed progress. There's reason, you know, good recruiting class, opportunities in the portal to get older, but it's about the here and now right now, And you know, you talk about NCAA resume. Matt Plisga puts this together, game notes that I read because I'm a nerd. Pitt has won 19 of 24 games, and 8 and 9 of their past 11 games since November 20th. Pitt's 19 wins since November 20th is 12th most in the NCAA, tied 5th amongst Power 5 teams. Pitt's 7-3 in true road games, 6-2 on the road in league play. 7-2 against the top half of the teams in the ACC. Pitt is 6-2 against teams ranked above it in ESPN's college basketball BPI. 3-1 in true road games against the top 40 in the BPI. What else do you have to say? You don't say anything, you just win. And that's what this opportunity will be today at the Peterson Event Center. Jamarius Burton will play his final game in a Pitt uniform. What a mark on this program he's had. What a season he's had. Certainly a first-team All-ACC caliber player. One of four players of the NCAA averaging 15.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 4 assists per game. Shooting 49% from the field, 89% from the free throw line. 89% from the free throw line. Was money the other night. Nellie Cummings. Grew up a Pitt fan. Midland, PA. Comes back and he's had some monster games at Carolina. Monster game against Georgia Tech. 22 points. Fearless. Undersized, but fearless. He's brought an edge back to this program. Nike Sabande will play his final game in a Pitt uniform today at home at the Peterson Event Center, along with Jamarius and Nelly. Nike has, what's he say, puts a battery in the back. He's had monster games this season and before, coming off an ACL injury. What a senior season he's had. What a mark he's left on this program. Greg Elliott, another leader on this team, transfer from Marquette. Three-point shooting specialist, if you will, but has made plays defensively. He's made steals in critical moments. I go back to the Carolina game. I go back to the Virginia game. I go back to the Georgia Tech game, messing up an inbound, but then getting the ball back. Doesn't quit. These guys are good players. They play well together. They've brought an energy back to the program, but most importantly, they're great kids. And they're going to get a sellout crowd in their final home game at the Peterson Event Center, and they deserve every bit of that. They deserve every bit of that. And you can't forget Aiden Fish. I hope Aiden gets in the game today at some point. I hope he gets in the game and makes a shot. The Zoo might just rush the court, which they don't do ever. But if that happens, it would be tough to hold him back. They won't rush the court, but they'll be close. Aiden's another guy. If you listen to the bench, go to practice, walk by practice, one of the most vocal guys on the team. Walk on, local kid. Just a great, great kid. And he's been through this with this program through thick and thin. And they've all collectively, with the leadership of Jeff Capel, put this program in a position to become relevant again. And the key now is to stay relevant. Syracuse is a team that if you look at their last five games, it's really a tale of, I mean, they've gone south the last two games. Lost to Duke by 22 at home and lost to Clemson by 18 on the road. This is coming off wins against NC State, against Florida State on the road, and against Boston College on the road. Boston College obviously just beat Virginia. Girard, their point guard, can make plays, averaging almost 17 points a game. Judah Mintz, former Pitt commit, dynamic guard. Don't have maybe the size they've had in the past or the scoring down low. They play that zone, which is different than you see from a night-in, night-out basis. Obviously, they're well-coached. They know Pitt well. They know Pitt well. So by no means is this a shoe-in game. Panthers are 6-point favorites. But I think the Panthers have a lot more to play for at this point than Syracuse, and they got a chip on their shoulder. And that chip has stayed there. It stayed there as a result of, obviously, the lack of national respect. But also, they were called out by this team. They were called out by Syracuse. This program was. Jeff Capel was called out. And those are things you don't forget. But it's about what happens on the court, and that will be the end-all, be-all. 5 o'clock tip at the Peterson Event Center. We're going to be back with Andrew Filippone, PM team host, Syracuse grad, but a huge friend of the Pitt Panthers. We'll talk to him right after this break. You're listening to Panthers Insider on 93.7 The Fan. Panthers Insider rolls on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Closing things out with our friend and one half of the PM team, one of the best to do it, Andrew Filippone. Pony, good morning, man.
Pat, you pumped up, baby? Ready to go today?
I'm pumped up. Are you? Are you pumped up?
Yes and no. I am. I had Richie Walsh promise me courtside tickets, and then he blew me off at the last second.
Wow.
So that was that was painful. It still stings, to be honest with you.
So as a guy that went to Syracuse, obviously, that's been well documented. What does the Pitt rivalry mean to you, especially in basketball?
Well, I mean, when it was in the Big East for, you know, those years from like 2002 to, I don't know, 2000, maybe 11, before they both left for the ACC, it was a game where you felt like the winner was in the driver's seat to compete for the Big East championship, is how I felt about it. You know, that was really before Villanova's program took off in a big way with Jay Wright. And, you know, you felt like with Connecticut and Jim Calhoun and, you know, for a few years there, maybe Georgetown with John Thompson, like that those were the teams that you measured yourself up against. So from a Syracuse fan perspective, I think it was Pitt had a very defined style. They were going to be a really physical team. You knew that you were going to have your work cut out for you for 40 minutes. And you were just hoping that, you know, you'd win an ugly game, maybe a first to 50 game or something like that. So that's how I looked at it. I don't know if I ever really, you know, growing up a Syracuse fan or going to school there, I don't think I ever really hated Pitt. I think I was impressed that in a maybe a non-traditional basketball market where at the time it wasn't like the city was producing a lot of players, more of a football town, of course, that they were so consistent year in and year out. So I think I admired them from afar and knew that when Pitt played Syracuse that the winning team was probably in position to win the Big East championship.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. You make a good point about, you know, Pittsburgh not being a basketball market. Obviously, there are people here that love basketball. You follow the game extremely closely. Obviously, Syracuse is a blue blood type of program in college basketball. But I want to ask you, you know, Pitt has been rather dormant in terms of its basketball relevance for several years now. Until this season, obviously they've become more relevant, a part of the conversation. Where do you think Pitt basketball's place is in the sports market here in Pittsburgh now that you're a very prominent member of that market?
Well, I think they can have a big one. I think the potential's there for Pitt to be a really relevant team. You know, they compete. They don't compete against the Steelers every weekend or high school football the way that the Pitt football program does. And even though, you know, the Pitt football program has been, you know, last 2 years really good, ACC championship, finishing in the top 25 last year, you know, every Saturday, the next day, there's a Steelers game. And so you've got a very busy that's a very busy time of year, plus not to mention how many Penn State football fans and Notre Dame football fans and West Virginia football fans and even Ohio State football fans populate our region. Basketball season, you know, especially if the Penguins here are ready for a downturn, I think you've got that time, that space where once the football season ends, once the Super Bowl is over, where a lot of attention can turn to Pitt basketball. And it was that way for a long time. And the Pete was sold out every game, not just senior day or the final home game of the year, but Wednesday nights, Thursday nights, the place was packed during conference season. And I absolutely think we can get back to that. You know, this season has sneaked up on people. I think that's a good thing in a way because it reminds people how much fun college basketball can be and how much better of a sports town we are when Pitt basketball is good, Pat. I also do think, though, what's going to be interesting is, you know, there's a lot more turnover in college sports now. What made those Pitt teams, what made people, I think, love those Pitt teams that we talked about before was that these guys grew up in the program. You know, they started off as freshmen. Maybe they didn't play a lot. And by the time they were juniors and seniors, they were ready to really contribute to the program. Guys like Aaron Gray and players like that, Brad Wanamaker, that they were, as freshmen, they were way different than who they were by the time they left the program. Now you got guys who come in for 1 or 2 years. You know, Pitt, I think fans thought like maybe 10 years ago, how do we compete with the Dukes of the world and the North Carolinas of the world in the one-and-done era when they get NBA players for a year? Well, now everybody gets one-and-done guys.
Yep.
It's the transfer portal. So it's going to be a whole new team next year, Pat, and that's going to be the challenge for Jeff Capel, but at least he's shown this year, in year five, that he can do it now, and he can get a really good basketball team on the floor.
Talking to Andrew Filippone, and want to ask your perspective on this. Obviously, Syracuse not having the year they hope for, plan for. What do you think the future is for Jim Boeheim? What's the realistic expectation amongst the Syracuse community on how long he'll coach?
As long as he wants. And I hate to bring this up just because of the way things ended, but it feels to me like there's a Paterno vibe there, you know, where no one really within the program or within the university has the guts to sit down with Jim and say, okay, you know, let's map out change or a way of transferring power over to someone else. I don't think he's interested in that. He does not have a ton of hobbies. He's not somebody who I think, you know, wants to travel or play golf every day or wants to get caught up on things that he's missed. Like, he's a basketball junkie. There's a reason why he's been doing it for 50 years.
Yep.
And I don't think he wants to stop. And he's been the person that is responsible for the national championship in 03, the Final Four appearances, all the 20-win seasons. Like, I just don't think that they have somebody there, whether it's the chancellor of the school, the athletic director, who wants to, any booster, who wants to say to Jim, hey, it's over. Even though I think signs are pointing in that direction. You know, I thought what he did regarding Pitt and Miami and those schools a month ago was pretty classless, and he should have been reprimanded by the university for it, and he wasn't. And he did, and he gave a half-hearted apology, but by then I thought the damage had already been done. I think a lot of Syracuse fans are ready for something new, which, hey, maybe we'll learn the grass isn't greener on the other side. I'll always be grateful to the guy, Pat,
yep,
because he made a basketball team in Central New York must see. They get 20,000 people there a game.
Yep.
Other than him, there's no reason why Syracuse basketball should be as good as it is, even though it's obviously not there now. But, no, I think people are ready for some fresh blood, some new blood in there, and a different coach.
Last one for you, Andrew. Got to ask you the obligatory one. You know, appreciate your time this morning. You talk all week, so I appreciate you making a little bit of time for us. How do you see this one going today? Because, again, it's as we learned in the ACC, you just never know.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a tricky spot for Pitt because Syracuse has gotten blown out in two straight games. They lost to Duke, I think, by 22 and Clemson by 18. I might have that flipped. But they've lost their last two games by an average of 20 points. They've gotten killed. And I don't think that this team is a great team. I don't think that, you know, I want to say it's not an NCAA tournament team, but the way that they make the tournament now is so stupid. Like, Syracuse will finish probably with a winning record in the ACC, and that used to be good enough to get yourself an NCAA tournament consideration. It's not anymore. But they lost games to Colgate and Bryant. I mean, they're not one of the 68 best teams in the country. But they've got two good guards.
Yep.
You know, Judah Mintz, who almost went to Pitt, is a guy who goes right to the basket, one of the great penetrating guards, one of the really good defensive guards in the country. You know, top steals guy. Joe Girard is a streaky shooter. He can make six or seven threes in a game like Nelly Cummings can, like he did last time Pitt played Syracuse. So, and then Edwards inside is the type of guy that if he's not in foul trouble, you know, he can control the glass for Syracuse. So it's going to depend how Pitt shoots.
Yep.
If they shoot it like they did against Virginia Tech, well, then Syracuse can come in here and win today. So I think it's a toss-up game. The crowd will be great. It'll be rocking, but I think Syracuse will be more feisty than they've been the last couple of times out, Pat.
Well, it'll be interesting, man. Appreciate your perspective this morning, and have a great day. I hope you're going to the game because, you know, if you need seats or anything, it doesn't sound like Richie Walsh took care of you.
He said courtside, Pat.
I
thought I was good.
All right, brutal. Man. Well, have a great day, dude. Appreciate you.
Yep.
There he goes, Andrew Filippone. Well, it's time for us to wrap things up on Panthers Insider, but tons more Pitt talk today, Pitt basketball. Big-time game. We just detailed it from start to finish here on Panthers Insider. 5 o'clock tip against the Orange of Syracuse. We'll be back next week, 8 to 9 a.m. We're here every week on 93.7 The Fan. For now, it's Pat Bostick. Have a great day, and hail to Pitt.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Panthers Insider rolls on. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Closing things out with our friend and one half of the PM team, one of the best to do it, Andrew Filippone. Pony, good morning, man.
Pat, you pumped up, baby? You ready to go today?
I am pumped up. Are you? Are you pumped up?
Yes and no. I am. I had Richie Walsh promise me courtside tickets, and then he blew me off at the last second.
Wow.
So that was that was painful. It still stings, to be honest with you.
So as a guy that went to Syracuse, obviously, that's been well documented. What does the Pitt rivalry mean to you, especially in basketball?
Well, I mean, when it was in the Big East for, you know, those years from like 2002 to, I don't know, 2000, maybe 11, before they both left for the ACC, it was a game where you felt like the winner was in the driver's seat to compete for the Big East championship is how I felt about it. You know, that was really before Villanova's program took off in a big way with Jay Wright. And, you know, you felt like with Connecticut and Jim Calhoun and, you know, for a few years there, maybe Georgetown with John Thompson, like that those were the teams that you measured yourself up against. So from a Syracuse fan perspective, I think it was Pitt had a very defined style. They were going to be a really physical team. You knew that you were going to have your work cut out for you for 40 minutes, and you were just hoping that, you know, you'd win an ugly game, maybe a first to 50 game or something like that. So that's how I looked at it. I don't know if I ever really, you know, growing up a Syracuse fan or going to school there, I don't think I ever really hated Pitt. I think I was impressed that in a maybe a non-traditional basketball market where at the time it wasn't like the city was producing a lot of players, more of a football town, of course, that they were so consistent year in and year out. So I think I admired them from afar and knew that when Pitt played Syracuse that the winning team was probably in position to win the Big East championship.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. You make a good point about, you know, Pittsburgh not being a basketball market. Obviously, there are people here that love basketball. You follow the game extremely closely. Obviously, Syracuse is a blue blood type of program in college basketball. But I want to ask you, you know, Pitt has been rather dormant in terms of its basketball relevance for several years now. Until this season, obviously they've become more relevant, a part of the conversation. What do you think Pitt basketball's place is in the sports market here in Pittsburgh now that you're a very prominent member of that market?
Well, I think they can have a big one. I think the potential is there for Pitt to be a really relevant team. You know, they don't compete against the Steelers every weekend or high school football the way that the Pitt football program does. And even though, you know, the Pitt football program has been, you know, last 2 years really good, ACC championship, finishing in the top 25 last year, you know, every Saturday, the next day, there's a Steelers game. And so you've got a very busy time of year. Plus, not to mention how many Penn State football fans and Notre Dame football fans and West Virginia football fans and even Ohio State football fans populate our region. Basketball season, you know, especially if the Penguins here are ready for a downturn, I think you've got that time, that space where once the football season ends, once the Super Bowl is over, where a lot of attention can turn to Pitt basketball. And it was that way for a long time. And the Pete was sold out every game, not just senior day or the final home game of the year, but Wednesday nights, Thursday nights, the place was packed during conference season. And I absolutely think we can get back to that. You know, this season has sneaked up on people. I think that's a good thing in a way because it reminds people how much fun college basketball can be and how much better of a sports town we are when Pitt basketball is good, Pat. I also do think, though, what's going to be interesting is, you know, there's a lot more turnover in college sports now. Yep. What made those Pitt teams, what made people, I think, love those Pitt teams that we talked about before was that these guys grew up in the program. You know, they started off as freshmen. Maybe they didn't play a lot. And by the time they were juniors and seniors, they were ready to really contribute to the program. Guys like Aaron Gray and players like that, Brad Wanamaker, that they were, as freshmen, they were way different than who they were by the time they left the program. Now you got guys who come in for 1 or 2 years. You know, Pitt, I think fans thought like maybe 10 years ago, how do we compete with the Dukes of the world and the North Carolinas of the world in the one-and-done era when they get NBA players for a year? Well, now everybody gets one-and-done guys.
Yep.
It's the transfer portal. So it's going to be a whole new team next year, Pat, and that's going to be the challenge for Jeff Capel, but at least he's shown this year, in year five, that he can do it now, and he can get a really good basketball team on the floor.
Talking to Andrew Filipponi, and want to ask your perspective on this. Obviously, Syracuse not having the year they hope for, plan for. What do you think the future is for Jim Boeheim? What's the realistic expectation amongst the Syracuse community on how long he'll coach?
As long as he wants. And I hate to bring this up just because of the way things ended, but it feels to me like there's a Paterno vibe there, you know, where no one really within the program or within the university has the guts to sit down with Jim and say, okay, you know, let's map out change or a a way of transferring power over to someone else. I don't think he's interested in that. He does not have a ton of hobbies. He's not somebody who I think, you know, wants to travel or play golf every day or wants to get caught up on things that he's missed. Like, he's a basketball junkie. There's a reason why he's been doing it for 50 years.
Yep.
And I don't think he wants to stop. And he's been the person that is responsible for the national championship in 03, the Final Four appearances, all the 20 win seasons. Like, I just don't think that they have somebody there, whether it's the chancellor of the school, the athletic director, who wants to, any booster, who wants to say to Jim, hey, it's over. Even though I think signs are pointing in that direction. You know, I thought what he did regarding Pitt and Miami and those schools a month ago was pretty classless, and he should have been reprimanded by the university for it, and he wasn't. And he did, and he gave a half-hearted apology, but by then I thought the damage had already been done. I think a lot of Syracuse fans are ready for something new, which, hey, maybe we'll learn the grass isn't greener on the other side. I'll always be grateful to the guy, Pat,
yep,
because he made a basketball team in Central New York must see. They get 20,000 people there a game.
Yep.
Other than him, there's no reason why Syracuse basketball should be as good as it is, even though it's obviously not there now. But no, I think people are ready for some fresh blood, some new blood in there, and a different coach.
Last one for you, Andrew. Got to ask you the obligatory one. You know, appreciate your time this morning. You talk all week, so I appreciate you making a little bit of time for us. How do you see this one going today? Because, again, it's as we learned in the ACC, you just never know.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a tricky spot for Pitt because Syracuse has gotten blown out in two straight games. They lost to Duke, I think, by 22 and Clemson by 18. I might have that flipped. But they've lost their last two games by an average of 20 points. They've gotten killed. And I don't think that this team is a great team. I don't think that, you know, I want to say it's not an NCAA tournament team, but the way that they make the tournament now is so stupid. Like, Syracuse will finish probably with a winning record in the ACC, and that used to be good enough to get yourself an NCAA tournament consideration. It's not anymore. But they lost games to Colgate and Bryant. I mean, they're not one of the 68 best teams in the country. But they've got two good guards.
Yep.
You know, Judah Mintz, who almost went to Pitt, is a guy who goes right to the basket, one of the great penetrating guards, one of the really good defensive guards in the country, you know, top steals guy. Joe Girard is a streaky shooter. He can make six or seven threes in a game like Nellie Cummings can, like he did last time Pitt played Syracuse. So, and then Edwards inside is the type of guy that if he's not in foul trouble, you know, he can control the glass for Syracuse. So it's going to depend how Pitt shoots.
Yep.
If they shoot it like they did against Virginia Tech, well, then Syracuse can come in here and win today. So I think it's a toss-up game. The crowd will be great. It'll be rocking. But I think Syracuse will be more feisty than they've been the last couple times out, Pat.
Well, it'll be interesting, man. Appreciate your perspective this morning. And have a great day. I hope you're going to the game because, you know, if you need seats or anything, it doesn't sound like Richie Walsh took care of you.
He said courtside, Pat.
I
thought I was good. That's
all right,
brutal.
Man. Well, have a great day, dude. Appreciate you.
Yep.
There he goes, Andrew Filippone. Well, it's time for us to wrap things up on Panthers Insider, but tons more Pitt talk today, Pitt basketball. Big-time game. We just detailed it from start to finish here on Panthers Insider. 5 o'clock tip against the Orange of Syracuse. We'll be back next week, 8 to 9 a.m. We're here every week on 93.7 The Fan. For now, it's Pat Bostick. Have a great day, and hail to Pitt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.